God. Oh my God.
You'd at least
if there's a hell, you're going there.
Yeah.
I definitely am going, if there's a hell, I'm going there. I feel like this is the kind of thing, it's like, I don't feel like we could ever post this anywhere, but it's very funny.
Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about fist bumps, tiggle bitties, and a demon tat. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Nick Bristow.
Hi, Jennifer.
Michael DeMauro.
Hello, Jennifer.
And Tim Lanning.
Hey, Jennifer. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
You get both. All right. I can respect that. You've got a brand. I've got a brand.
That's what I did last time.
Okay. I see.
He didn't like it, though. You can tell he didn't like it.
I hated doing it.
And that's what marriage is all about.
Huh?
Do you ever think about we're in the future right now, what people are hearing?
I think about it constantly when we record things in the future, and I'm like, what if I just fucking died before this episode came out?
That's gonna happen, right? Because no one's gonna we're not gonna be allowed to stop podcasting until we die. Uh-huh. So
yeah, we're gonna be in the podcast minds until we keel over.
Because this is not coming out for like another month, right?
It's a while.
It's a month and
we're recording.
Yeah,
we're really banging them out today.
This is the third we recorded on August 25th. So if we say anything weird, like if all ducks die on August 27th, please
right, right, don't like yell so, us, like something's going to happen where fist bumps are now racist and
fuck. Legitimately, there is a question that I'm like, I can't use this question anymore because it's about gun stuff, and it's just like no, it's too sad now. We missed our window on
God
it.
Damn
unfortunately.
It. Well, if we would fix the gun violence problem, we would be able to have fun gun questions.
Yeah,
everybody.
But
so
for
get,
now, that
call
one's...
your representatives so that we can do a comedy.
It's
show.
Still in. I still have it in the document, but I don't know if we're gonna use it or not. Okay, Michael, can you read question one?
I would
one for
love
us,
to. I don't want to fist bump my coworker multiple times a day.
This person this
is
such a
Michael question, Jesus.
Exactly. Again, this is one of those that I saw and I'm like, this is a Michael
this
question.
This is Michael.
This seems so petty and insignificant in the grand scheme of things, but it's bugging me and I'm not sure how to handle it. Fergus is my peer.
Okay. Sorry, let me interview for one sec. So this is from Ask a Manager, and they have like names that they just use as like stand-ins for people. So Fergus is one that comes up a bunch.
Okay.
And they'll often also use like Game of Thrones names, like Cersei and blah, to stand in for people's actual names. This person's not literally named Fergus. It's a stand-in.
Fergus is my peer, and we have the same title and work in the same department. Broadly speaking, we're supervisors in customer service. Part of our job involves walking around to ensure that no one needs help answering difficult questions for our clients, so we're frequently mobile and moving between desks. My issue is that Fergus will, at least a couple of times a day, come over and offer his hand for either a fist bump or a high five during his interactions with me. He does this with everyone as far as I can tell, men, women, young, old, direct reports, peers, except. There's no rhyme or reason. Sometimes it's part of a, hey, great job recognition, but other times it's just part of him saying, I'm leaving for lunch now. Or there's no reason at all. He just comes by and sticks his hand out.
Oh my God.
Wonderful.
I don't want to be a stick in the mud because I'm positive his intentions are pure and it's just part of his way of communicating, but I truly do not want to make physical contact with any of my coworkers beyond the occasionally necessary handshake. Social conventions make me feel obligated to return the gesture, but I'm internally rolling my eyes as hard as possible while doing so. However, I'm at a loss on how to decline to participate in this without sounding like a complete jerk. Any help at all would be greatly appreciated.
I gotta say, you gotta give it up for this person being like, I don't want to touch my coworkers.
Yeah.
Ever.
No touchy.
Same.
I like to make a blanket assumption from the title alone, and then usually how it works on this show is we read the question, and I'm like, now I feel like an ass. I feel vindicated here. This guy sucks.
He sucks ass. He's not as bad as last week's running person, but he's up there. Like, they would be friends with each other.
Which person are we talking about here? I'm saying the question asker sucks.
The question asker sucks!
Yeah, the question asker sucks. Yeah, Fergus sounds cool as hell.
Fergus is...
No!
Is
all he wants to do is give you fucking props and say, yo, bro.
Bro.
I'm going to Chipotle.
Yo, buddy, you want some guacamole? I'll get you.
Chipotle.
I'll pick it up for you.
Fucking overbought beans. You can get as many beans as you want right now.
Buy one, give one free on beans at Chipotle.
Please?
I think...
Oh, I can't believe you thought I was talking about Fergus sucking.
I can't believe that you think Fergus
I
is cool.
I feel like you guys don't even know me.
Okay, that actually is a really good point. And if... Because, for instance, everyone at home listening, Nick does a thing that I personally love, where he will cheers you infinite times.
I haven't done that in a while.
Good.
Which is extremely funny to me, and I love it. So please do not take this as an indictment on your cheersing. I want you to never stop doing
that. Well, I do a similar thing now at trivia, like where if I get a question right, I'll make everybody high-five me.
That's a good point. This is extreme Nick Bristow energy.
That
but
is true.
The thing is, Nick Bristow has chaos energy to it. Fergus sounds like they could be fucking with the question asker for sure.
If they're fucking with the question asker, then I'm on their side.
Yeah.
If they're like
but
camp counselor energy, then they gotta go.
Oh yeah, camp counselor energy. Like that's a good point.
Yeah, at this fucking mattress repair shop or whatever. Michael, what were you going to say?
I don't remember. You know, I feel like you just got to up the ante, maybe? You got to go one direction or the other. Either you got to start bash brothering and, like,
yes.
Just okay. Go forearm to forearm and, you know, acknowledging your feats via human connection and all that stuff. Yeah. Or you have to contract, like, glass bone disease. And
yeah, yeah, you got to be Mr. Glass.
The tiniest little fist bump and you're on the ground crying.
Just shattered.
Yeah, you might have to get into, like, underground boxing so that your knuckles are always fucked up and wrapped in, you know, bloody...
Like, oh, man, wish I could, but
the ring, the octagon, brother.
But wouldn't you, like if you're a direct report of this guy and you really handle a customer well, don't you want that, like, fucking That's props?
True. You want that props.
Yeah. I think if anyone that is in charge of me in any way... reaches out to make physical contact. I'm like, no thank you.
I don't know. Like, yeah, I get it. Like, first, like, hug? No. That's, way out of the table.
That's right out.
But I feel like so the cool. Fist, like, handshake is it can even be weird. I feel like the fist bump is the most innocent and coolest way to interact with people.
Yeah, and
it's the most radical way to interact with people.
Yeah, very radical.
Work.
And it's low on germs.
That's true.
But I think it sounds like Fergus is watering down the sanctity of the fist bump by
doing
it for
much.
No apparent reason. I don't know if I've said this before, but I probably have in my life. It's like the episode of Full House when Michelle gets amnesia. And she just assumes you have to give someone a hug to leave a room. And it's very funny and very meta. And she really burns the entire cast of Full House in that episode.
It's because Full House is an objectively bad show.
Yes.
Have you seen
that?
Go ahead.
So it's possible that Fergus just assumes, always be fist bump.
I have to. Yeah, always be.
A-F-B-F. Wait. A-F-B.
Yeah. A-B-F-B.
B-F-B.
Fist bumping. A-B-F-B.
Have you seen those YouTube videos? It's like sad Full House, and they just edit out.
Yes.
They edit Full House down to the point where it's just like something bad happens, and then they cut to credits.
I like it.
I'm very disappointed in you. Michael, you would hate this, right?
Yeah,
this is bad. No. It's, but at least they're not saying your lunch smells good.
Right. That's untenable, but
I mean, that's
this
like,
is fine.
But what if it was, like, not even... Okay, what if... Okay, you're in your office eating your soup, and I come in, me. But you don't... I'm your coworker.
One day you're not in your car eating.
Yeah, you're not in your car.
I'm gonna do it.
I come in.
Too busy.
I take a big old whiff. I'm like... don't say anything, and just fucking, like, yeah, fist bump.
Yeah, what's that?
That's like... Yeah, that's a good smell of soup.
That. I would definitely hate that, too. I definitely hate it.
Bro!
Bro, whoa. Eat soup
bro,
again? Nice.
Bump me.
Don't leave me hanging, bro.
I actually do think someone has fist bumped me at work. I think it may have happened more than once.
Didn't you feel great afterwards?
It.
Didn't you feel great?
I think it was actually fine.
Didn't you feel like you're part of the team?
And you
were able to get so many mattress repair.
I did feel like I was able to repair the mattresses more quickly than normal.
I'm very curious what job just is customer service where two people are walking around.
Like, hey, what's up? What's up? What's up?
Constantly. What's up? What's up?
I mean, it's obviously the mattress repair, but what other ones could it be?
Is it a call center? Is it a shipment? Is it a logistical shipment company?
Maybe.
Is it the Nintendo hotline where you call for cheats?
Is that real?
I feel like the Nintendo hotline is a very fist bump friendly environment.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, this is a big startup energy to me.
Oh, gross.
So what are... How do we get them to stop? Let's ignore Nick and say we want them to stop.
You fucking traitors.
Talk to the hand.
So what happens if you... So you can always just carry briefcases.
Yeah. Okay.
Our hands are full of these briefcases, bro. I got business
in my arms. If you don't want a fist bump and somebody fucking lays it out there because they're fucking rad, you look at the fist and you shake it. Like you're doing a handshake.
I like that.
You know that Fergus has a big ass college ring, right? You know, from Bida 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 or whatever. And you just kiss the ring. Just kiss it. Just kiss the ring.
Tim and I've been watching Borgias a lot recently, so yeah, I'm a fan of kissing the ring.
Kiss the ring.
What if you just loudly and audibly were like pancakes? Who needs utensils for pancakes? And you've just got like a big fist of syrupy pancake, and you're just eating that like all the time.
Okay.
I was not sure where that was going
at
first.
Real confused.
But you know what? I like your creativity.
I like it. The beginning of Hot Shots, maybe part two. He's in underground fighting, and the other man is covering his face in like broken glass and nails, and he dips his in like hot fudge
caramel. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like if you constantly have fucking syrup on your knuckles, like he's not gonna fist bump you anymore.
I'm a very dirty boy.
You have become the stickiest person in the office.
Be old Jimmy Blood Hands, where you have blood on your hands at all times. What if you get very stereotypical large fingernails?
You don't fist bump with the fingernails.
But what if you can't even make a fist?
You can't make a fist because they're too long.
Oh, yeah. So you just kind of do like a limp hand fist bump?
Yeah, be it e-boy or cat girl. Those are your two options here. Is there a way to not sound like a sociopath by saying, I'm uncomfortable fist
bumping? No. Zero way.
No. I don't think there's any way to say that you don't like this. Without sounding like a huge party pooper.
You're the bad guy here. You're absolutely the bad guy here, but we're trying to figure out a way, even though you're bad, to help you.
You're the bad guy, but I agree with you, but we are the bad guys. Just like Billie Eilish. We are the bad guys.
He's going to be like...
It's a good joke that'll age well.
So exasperated, like just distraught, like, fine, here's the props for
you. What if you, when he does the fist bump... You do fist bump, but you do really weak and sad, just like a real like a grimace on your face.
Well,
like,
is there such a thing as a limp fist bump?
Kinda.
And so he doesn't even want to do it anymore. He's like, they're so bad at fist bumping, I don't want to bestow my bumps on them.
Well, the problem is, as we discussed,
you don't deserve my bumps.
Bosses be not giving a shit. So like
bosses be not caring.
Bosses be not caring. They just want you to shut up. So Fergus is gonna get promoted because Fergus has
he has camp counselor energy.
He has like that energy. Like, he's part of the team. You can trust Fergus. And you
loves mattresses.
Just want to eat in your car and you'll never get.
Did you ask Cersei to come over here and tell me we had a policy against fist bumping?
A big deal, but you have to tell Fergus that it's illegal to fist bump.
It's illegal to fist bump in the state.
What if when they go out to a fist bump, you always flinch? You go,
what?
Don't hit me!
How about you could start calling them, even though their name is Fergus, start calling them the Todd, and because like you're like just rewatching Scrubs, and that's the guy who's ours, so, like high fiving and stuff.
Fucking Todd's great though.
Yeah, Todd rules.
I feel like I'm sensing some dissent amongst
Todd is
the
cool. He has a hot tub.
I don't feel like we know what cool is. I don't think we have agreed on that. And maybe that's just the problem.
Wow, this is the question that breaks up.
It tears us apart.
This is the Yoko of Dear Internet.
I'm just trying to think of this as a what would something be that annoyed me that I probably couldn't tell someone else? And I just, like, oh, they always, oh, for, like, a small thing, like, they're always showing me pictures of their kids. I don't give a shit. How is a nice way of being, like, fuck y'all kids. Get out of my face.
I feel like my thing, Tim and I have discussed this before, my, like, innocuous work thing that I hate is when people send me an email that says, gentle reminder. I'm like, fuck off! Whenever I get it. I hate it. I understand why you're doing it. I don't think it's necessarily wrong. I just hate it. Okay. That's all.
That just reminded me, you know, you guys all have anxiety and depression.
Sure. We all got that.
Hey, I'll cheers to that, cheers, bro.
You know how, like, you know, you write a text or hang out and, like somebody doesn't respond to you right away and you're like, they fucking hate me. Like, I have no friends. I just had this fuck. Okay. Diana got a thing for jury duty the other day, and she was like, God damn it, jury duty again. And I was like, I've never gotten jury duty. I wonder if the jury hates me. I don't like,
the
county government doesn't like me, and they don't want me for jury duty.
I don't know what I did, but the government doesn't think I'm a good juror.
Nick, it's just that you're on a list. You're just on a list.
They've seen your browser history.
That guy, no thanks.
You need to blast your cash more frequently. Nick.
You've absolutely got to blast that.
Have you guys been selected for jury duty?
Yeah, multiple times.
Really?
Tons of times.
They don't like me. Twice.
Wow.
I haven't done it since we moved, but I've never had to go back again because they always ask me when within the 3-year period.
I think I got they don't know about me for some reason.
Bro, get a new license,
you might be
bro. A
ghost. I've done it twice. You might be a ghost.
That's true.
Man.
I've never seen a picture of you.
Well, now that Nick is a ghost, would you like to read the next question, please?
Oh, my God.
Okay, this one's so good. Am I the asshole for suggesting my 7-year-old name his new stuffed tiger Tig Bitties?
I have to see how this is saved.
It's so good. Okay. Pretty much the title. My son...
I'm looking good.
My son won a stuffed tiger at the fair last night, and he said he had named him Tig. He asked me what its last name should be, and I couldn't help myself and just instantly replied, Bitties.
You're cool.
Then I turned to my wife to share a smirk.
I'm trying to give a fist bump to my wife.
But she was pissed and quickly suggested a few different last names. But my son insisted that he liked Bitties.
He knows what's up.
So now his tiger is Tig Bitties. My wife thinks it's completely inappropriate. I think it was a silly joke that went over his head and will have no negative ramifications.
This is an idiot and an asshole, but also kind of fucking rules.
Oh,
but also,
my God.
Man, you can do whatever you want when you're a dad. You can just, like,
the best.
Give your kid a tattoo, and then you can be like, my fucking B-word of a wife is mad at me that I gave my kid a tattoo.
This is something.
What the heck?
This
too
is,
emotional.
If I had a kid, I have nephews. This is 100% something I'm going to do at some point.
I would also do this. It's very much
I wish
there.
I could go back.
But you...
You know?
But you recognize it's wrong.
Yeah.
That's what makes it funny.
It's good and it's funny and there's nothing wrong with it and I stand by
it. He made the joke, but the real issue is that it stuck.
Yeah.
I feel like kids know. When they like a thing that you're like, oh, when they like latch onto a thing that they shouldn't have, like they can tell.
I would make this joke, but it's also, I would preface this by saying I don't like it when people say Tig Ol' Bitties.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's terrible.
I think it's hilarious.
I think it's funny.
No,
it's I bad. Think it's good.
Tig Ol' Bitties.
It's you know, the worst is when they like know all of the, like you can't get anything past them anymore. Like yesterday, Larkin was super hyper because she had a donut. And
hi, donut today, bro. Hell yeah.
And you know, someone said something about her donut energy, and I looked at Carly, and I was like, oh, she's got that big donut energy. And Owen starts laughing hilariously. And I was like, God damn it.
Because he's a teen now. He knows.
When I was a teen and I heard a joke that I wasn't supposed to know, I just got cold sweats. One time, we watched the movie that's with the grumpier old men, but they're presidents. And they make a... guys, is the grumpier old men, but they're presidents.
Okay. Shut up. That's Cocoon, one. I think.
Shut up.
You mean 2019, Tim?
No, this a million. Wait, this is 2019 Grumpier Old Men?
No, I'm just saying that's what we live in that now.
Oh. It's in the Grumpy Old Men universe. No, cinematic no. Universe.
It's the guy that's like one of the grumpy old men.
Is it
My Fellow Americans?
Is it Jack Lemmon? Is no. It Walter Matthau?
I don't remember. Anyways, they both used to be presidents, and I think they're both one term presidents, and they lose their second term, and then they are campaigning to try to get their second term again after someone else wins, and then they fly and they crash or something. It's not important. Anyways, they're talking about how good some of the food in the White House is, and one of them said, "Oh, the blah 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 is like a wet dream." And I was like 12 or 13 at the time, and my cousin was 13 or 14 at the time, and she just starts cackling.
She's fucking chucking it up.
She's chucking it up as I'm like, no, I can't laugh at this.
You're not allowed.
That's a cum joke. I don't know what this is.
Did you know it was a cum joke?
Yeah. I think I had.
You had wet dreams.
By that point. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, who hasn't by that point? You know, give it up.
I don't know what this film is. And in fact, I think it's fake.
No, let me look.
Tim is having an episode.
Kill all of you.
This is our third episode we've recorded today, and it is wearing on Tim's sanity very much.
I think it's... My Fellow Americans.
My Fellow Americans. Thank you.
Right. Grumpy Old Men is weird. Like, they're like super old, and then they're like hitting on this like one lady who's, I think, like a lot younger than them.
I mean,
I have not. That's cool. Seen that sounds channel, correct. Unfortunately,
did you guys saw the that fucking Lady and the Tramp live action movie trailer? And like somebody was talking about like they're fucking dogs, but they made. They made her look 18 and him
43. I did not see that. I personally am not a fan of these live action remakes, and I shan't see them. No thanks. I only watch
Stuffed Tiger Named Tig Biddy.
I think it's good, and
that's you are
yeah. Your wife sucks. I mean that's.
She's not cool. She definitely won't fist bump you.
Did you ever teach Owen or Larkin like curse words, and then they went to school and then got in trouble for it?
No,
or like made inappropriate jokes?
They're pretty good about that.
I think teaching children curses, swears, and other lowborn things as a joke is distasteful, is wretched. It's very boorish.
Now, how do you feel when the children say it by accident on their own?
Oh, yeah. That's very good.
Because my little brother, when he was a small lad, was trying to say the word, I'm hungry. Uh-oh. But what it sounded like was, I'm horny. Oh, no. And I barely understood why that was funny. I think I had to go do a little look into the
Google. I'm going
to
go ahead and Google horny. Let's see what comes up.
You've got to get them so young. Because, I mean, you know, they've got the internet, they've got the bus. Yeah. You're not going to
teach
them.
Kids these days know way, they know more than us.
Yeah.
It's important to instill a sense of humor in the children.
We've got
I feel like that's the most important.
And seven's not that young.
No.
It's not.
I sent you guys that video of my nephew, like, twerking to back that ass up.
Yeah. That's good, actually.
He was, like, 1.5 at the time.
Oh, my God.
Just, like, teaching, like, getting children to say or do, like, age-inappropriate things is hilarious, such as the other night when we were recording Greetings Adventures, and we got Amelia on the stream to say, bye, Twitch.
That's so incredible. She's, like, the same age as my nephew, and my nephew doesn't say shit. So
I mean, it was definitely not, like, the crispest, but she was definitely saying it, though.
Don't girls learn to talk before boys?
I don't know.
Okay. Girls do most things.
That seems really sexist, Tim.
It does.
Are you saying girls talk a lot?
Wow, Tim.
Tim.
Oh, yeah, Larkin never stops talking.
And now you're going to tell me that Tiggle Biddy's name for Tucker is bad? Wow.
It is bad. It's boorish.
That's sexist.
That's boorish.
Well, I feel like we've discussed that one.
Mm-hmm. It's all that one.
We did that one.
Yeah.
Okay, question three is for me to read. My wife has this demon tattoo covering her entire back.
Fucking sick.
It scares the hell out of our two-year-old when she wears her bikini in the pool. Not sure how to bring it up. This is written by our good friend, Tattoo Scares, on our relationships. This sounds like a stupid question, but she's really self-conscious about this tattoo, to the point where she refused to take her shirt off when we went to the beach with friends when we first started dating. As she tells the story, during her teen years, her parents basically forced or pressured her into being a model. When she turned 20, she decided to get this massive back tattoo of a demon in rebellion. Talk about one extreme to the other. She's hated the tattoo for years, and she refuses to wear anything that shows off her back around anyone except me. Our son told me he was scared of her tattoo yesterday. I can see where he's coming from, because it did catch me off guard when the first time I saw it. Yesterday, we were all having a day at our pool in the backyard. My son was sitting with me in his little donut tube. He was staring at her back and looked away if she moved and closed his eyes. He told me he's scared of the monster on mom's back.
Oh my god.
I like the details that come in these questions sometimes, such as that he had to explain that he was in a donut tube in the pool. Like, that was an important part
of
what was happening. That is important. Because that's a fun tube.
Mrs. Tattoo Scare sounds fucking hot.
Right? She sounds fucking cool.
It's so hot. Like,
that's why I'll never get a tattoo. It's because, like, I don't know if I'm gonna like Nickelback in 5 years. So
yeah, like, what if you don't? What if your favorite band is what's that other band that's like Nickelback but it's not?
Creed?
Altered Bridge.
Creed is who I'm thinking of. Yes, thank you. What if you become a big Creed head and you're not into Nickelback
anymore? I love to be a Creed head. God, how hot is it to have a fully fucking terrifying demon? What demon do you think? Is it the one where the man is being eaten with his hands?
Like the Goya one?
Yeah. Oh. What is that? That's good.
Saturn eating his children or whatever that one's called?
She's like, oh, I'm too hot and I don't want to model anymore. So I've got to get this fucking terrifying demon on my back.
I was imagining like a Japanese style demon, like the mask. I was thinking like an oni, and that would be fucking
would be so
awesome.
Rad too.
Oh god, she's a suicide girl, bro.
I think we're all just really hot for this mom.
She didn't quit.
I support demon mom.
Can you laser off a tattoo that big?
No way, man. So, you gotta stick with it.
I mean,
no.
Just, you gotta turn it. Put like some cool shades on the tattoo on the demon.
Like, I think you can do some stuff on top of it, but like. Man, if it's like her whole back, oof, I don't know.
Wowie.
I think you have to, maybe what you gotta do in this situation is you gotta treat the demon as a friend and give it a name.
You gotta draw a little funny hat on it.
Like some like temporary like tattoo kind of.
The Groucho Marx glasses, nose, and sunglasses on the demon's face, like, and as it's ripping apart its enemies, you know, put like confetti or
like, turn it into a pinata. Look, it's Mr. Demon again.
Hi,
buddy.
You have two mommies. This one, and one on the back.
Well, when mommy dies, the demon from her back will walk up.
She just
kind of
flexes her shoulder blades. Hi, little Timmy. How's it going?
Maybe just get a big demon tattooed on little Timmy's back.
Oh, yeah.
And then they will match. Yeah. And maybe your daddy gets a demon too.
Or get an angel tattoo.
Well, you see.
And I'll protect you.
So you're going for a good omens thing here with the angel and the demon together.
This kid is going to be so fucked up. The intense levels of deviant art porn that they are going to be into is astounding to me. And I feel so bad for this two-year-old.
They are going to see some, like, demon dicks on deviant art. Like, earlier than they should.
Mom shit mixed with demon shit? Mama mia. In the bikini area?
MILFDemons.com.
MommiesBikiniArea.com.
Demon Mommy.
DemonMommy.com.
God, that's so
cool.
These
are all real, 100% real websites, and if they're not, someone needs to pay us.
I
got a virus.
I'm just trying to read through this again. This person isn't actually asking for help at any point. All right, this is just like a really... sort of intense way to do a humble brag, right?
I think he's at,
I'm dating a model, by the way.
My wife, who's a model, by the way.
Where is this from? I'm not finding it online.
It might have been deleted. You know what? It's pretty old.
This sounds like, you know, one of those, when she was younger, she was probably forced to go in, like, pageants, is what they mean by and she's model. Like,
fuck this. You got the most beautiful feet. God. Yeah, I forget what I was going to say.
Did you know that Christina Hendricks was the hand model for American Beauty?
What?
Have you guys seen the American Beauty poster? It's like, she's like a hand holding like a rose in front of a stomach. It's like a really...
Yeah.
That's Christina Hendricks?
Wow.
Bro. Bro. Pound that shit.
That was just revealed the other day.
It's just been, it was deleted. It was removed. This is the problem with our relationships. If you see something and, like, send a link to it.
If you
like,
see I have to, something like, copy... on our relationships, say something to us.
They delete shit so fast. So you have to, like, copy paste the actual text from it or take a screenshot.
Yeah, there is archives on some of them.
But... There are, but sometimes not. Sometimes they're really hard to find. This is old. This was from 2 years ago.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I think that I gathered this, like, way before we ever, like, really decided to do the podcast.
just in case.
I think I had a idea that we might want to do something, and I saved it. Just,
Okay.
I feel... Okay, so, actually, question, Michael. I don't understand children. Mm-hmm. What is, like, what a two-year-old like? Like, what is their, like, level of being able to talk and, like, understand the world around them?
A two-year-old?
Yeah.
I mean, that was a long time ago, Jennifer.
Because I feel like two-year-olds can talk and,
a
like...
A little bit. Yeah.
Like, some.
But
right?
Not much. It's... Okay. I mean, it's really, like... It's like your cat, but it can talk. That's pretty
okay.
much...
Okay. Because I just assume that the kid... Like, anything that happens to them at this point in their life, they're just going to forget it.
Oh, yeah. They're not.
Oh, yeah, know. Totally.
I don't know.
A two?
I don't know.
I don't remember, like, anything before I was, like, five.
Yeah, that's true. I think the seeds are being planted, and they're going to go to the pool when he's three and when he's four.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, like, just built upon itself, like layers of the earth. And he's going to be into some weird stuff.
Or he's going to be, like, extra normie to counteract.
Yeah, that does happen.
He's going to be really into youth group.
Okay, so I feel like with Michael DeMauro, right? I feel like before you met us cool people, you were pretty, like, straight and narrow. Like, you wore a tie to work every day, and you said, hi, I like coming to work every day. Yeah. My name is Michael DeMauro.
When I first met you, you said that's what you said
and
to
that's
me. Like, okay.
It was kind of really like awkward when I was at art school when I was doing that stuff. But anyway, go on.
And then,
with your ponytail and stuff.
And then, you know, you met us or whatever. But I think, like, the formative years of Owen were, like, this weird nerd, dorky, not cool Michael.
All right.
And so...
This is turned into the own Michael segment, apparently.
So, I think what Nick's saying is Michael would never get a demon tattoo because he's too scared.
Well, not then. He wouldn't now. Right. But like, Larkin has been raised mostly by the new cool podcasting. Sure.
Podcast Daddy!
And so we can look at, like, how Owen turns out and how Larkin turns out, and we can see, you know, in one family, in one familial chain, we can see what is the proper way to raise a child. Being a fucking dork paper pusher? Or being a cool podcast dad?
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah, nothing else weird and life-changing happened, you know, in the past, like, handful of years.
What do you think about this, Michael?
I mean, I think it's a fair point. I think it's already... I mean, I love both of them equally in every way. But but clearly, you know, I definitely messed up the first one, right? You're gonna
really fuck that one up.
I mean, everyone knows you're gonna mess up the first one.
You've got to.
It's your practice kid.
Yeah.
You know.
That's why you have a second one.
One thing that's coming up in the comments, and I'm like, the post itself is deleted, but the comments still live on our relationships. And people are bringing up a very good point, which is that children are afraid of everything. Oh my God. Like, personally, I remember being my dad took me to get a picture with a big Garfield when I was a child. And that, no, I was fine with Garfield. I was totally down with Garfield, but there was someone there dressed up as, someone was there dressed up as Alf, and that I was not cool with. No, did not like Alf.
Alf is distressing.
The Alf eats fucking cats. Why would they have
cats? Why bring Alf to a Garfield convention?
It's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
I actually had a tent that was a huge Garfield. I'm just remembering.
Oh, and that's how you got that whole Vor thing.
She was at home. Yeah. She had a real party house.
I did have a big party house. It was the Garfield tent. I'm not bragging or anything. Oh, but yeah, kids are afraid of stupid shit. Like, they can be afraid of, like, anything, so...
Yeah, we
like,
can all agree the son sucks and is a friggin' piece of shit.
Fucking suck it up.
The wife is cool and hot and was a model, by the way. And the dad's a dork. Punch your son.
I think the solution is everyone in the family has to get a demon tattoo.
Yeah, I think the dad should get an angel to protect the family.
Mm.
And then the son will be like the daywalker, all their strengths but none of their weaknesses.
I think he should just explain to the son that when mommy was younger, she was a huge dork and a paper pusher and had glasses. And then she made a deal with the devil to be cool. And that's why she has it. And then the deal was she got that cool tattoo.
I would pay an ungodly amount of money to know what this tattoo looks like.
Absolutely, yeah.
I hate that we can't find this out.
Well, now I'm gonna.
I'm just gonna type in.
See what comes up.
Demon back tattoo with 2 year olds.
Demon back tattoo. Yeah. Let's look at. There's an Oni. There's a hot demon.
A demon tattoo that's so cool it scares 2 year olds.
I'm gonna put, you gotta put on lady, not just a lady demon.
Yeah, these are a lot of dudes. So true. I've seen, there's several dudes' asses on here.
I mean, yeah, dudes will like get a demon tattoo. They think it's cool and strong.
Wow. Yeah, I've seen a lot of Onis on here, but also a lot of devils.
Yeah, and that's the thing. A demon is not a devil. They're different.
They are different. They're both
fiends. There's a lot of these, like, kind of Yakuza style, like,
Yeah, that shit rules.
No, that, God, awesome. This shit rules. This mom is so cool.
This mom is so, can you be my mom?
Damn, this mom's so cool.
This person has their ass tattooed. Oh, yeah,
that's the whole Yakuza thing.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's quite an Oni.
That's quite an Oni. Is that where you should leave it? Quite an Oni?
Is that the name of this episode? That's quite an Oni.
Johnny Applebean.
Oh, shit.
I have a Venusaur tattoo, and are just run from it because it's so badass and fucking scary.
They just fucking, every time I see a middle schooler now, and they see my cool Venusaur tattoo, they fucking throw balls at it. And it's pissing me off.
Balls at it, and it hurts.
All right.
Wow. Well,
all right.
What a! I think it was a very productive episode. I think we answered the questions well.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to send us more weird and wild questions from the internet, you can follow us on Twitter at AskYourInternet, and you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on Twitter at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Thrifty Nerd,
and I'm at R Bristow.
Sincerely, dear internet.
Boop, beep, boop, 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 beep, boop, boop, boop.